Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird form.
Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird form and answer.
thank you for your patience. We're now waiting for Pastor Benjamin to come online. But in the meantime, we will play her favorite song by Benny Cummings once again. Lift him up.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread, oh Lord. Lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said,
somebody to help us lift him up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my distinct pleasure to present to some and to bring to the forefront the woman on divine assignment, Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Dr. Gregory Scott. Blessings and peace to all you out in Blog Talk Radio land. Well, you know my motto is, for this is the day that the Lord he has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? Have you been rejoicing today? The commercial used to be, raise your hand, you're sure. I want to see you raise your hand on tonight if you're sure that you know that God is a good God and he is worthy to be praised. It is a pleasure to be able to lift up the name of Jesus for men to see. For he said, if I, in John's gospel, be lifted from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Have you been lifting up the name of Jesus to your family members? Have you been lifting up the name of Jesus to your spouse if you have one? Have you been lifting up the name of Jesus to your friends? How about your coworkers? How about when you're in the grocery store? You don't have to overdo it. Don't choke anyone, but just let them know that Jesus is real. John P.T. said, Jesus is real. I know the Lord is real to me. I'm telling the truth, he said, for I know that Jesus is real. He's real. The Lord is so real. I say I feel Jesus in this place. Oh, the blessed day. I always refer to I feel Jesus in this place because in this place is inside of me. I don't mean in the kitchen, in the living room, or in the house, or in the car, in the barn, on the boat, or sitting on a goat, but on the inside of me. I feel Jesus. I told my godfather, Pastor Albert Brown, on yesterday. I said, Dad, they had a commercial. J.C. Penney made a commercial and said it's all inside. And I said, I preached that at King's Chapel, that it's all inside. And they looked at me with the strangest of expression upon their face. Bishop White looked at me as if to say, what is she saying and where is she going with this? But I tell you, if you hang out with me, I'm on my way somewhere. It's all inside. J.C. Penney wanted you to know that no matter what the coat or the skirt or the blouse or the pants or the pots, the pans, whatever, the curtains, whatever they sell, towels, face cloth, shoes, mops, whatever J.C. Penney sold inside their store, you had to go inside to get it. Then we didn't have online. But during that time, in order to get what J.C. Penney had, you had to go inside. Thank you, Jesus. They had catalogs. Somebody would say, well, they had a catalog. Yes, they did. But you had to open up the catalog to find it on the inside. So in order to redeem what was on the inside, you had to go inside to get it. So what I'm saying to you on tonight, that it's all inside. Whatever you need, God's got it. It's all inside. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We have to realize where our help is. David said, my help cometh from the Lord, but it's all inside. It's not an outward thing. Yes, you see me wave my hand, but the reason why I wave my hand, because it's something on the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Hey, Jesus is on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change my life. It's an inside thing. This joy, this Jesus and this joy that I have is not from the outside in, but it's from the inside out. I will bless the Lord at all times. That has to come from within out, not out within. We accepted Christ and he came in. What the song said, oh, what a wonderful change in my life have been wrought since Jesus came into, you got it? It was inside my heart. Floods of joy, oh my soul, like the sea billows roll since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. I'm so glad that I've got the floodgates on the inside and I'm overflowing with joy down in my sanctified. So, you know, the good thing about having Jesus in your life, you can be sad and heartbroken, but Jesus can make you glad. Yes, you could be crying tears, but you can just reach out and grab the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, and you'll start to feel better from the inside out. Oh, don't think for 1 minute that I'm rejoicing. I am rejoicing that I have Jesus in my life, but I'm not rejoicing over the loss of loved ones and friends, family members. Oh, no, none of us do. I know the unsaved, they flush their troubles with the troublemakers, what do you call that, old granddad or whatever the name, some of that stuff is, vodka. Some of them do marijuana to try to ease their pain. But when you have accepted Jesus Christ and he's on the inside, you can just pull down. It's like a sneaker. Many of you had sneakers. I'm sure you wear sneakers now, some of you. But it, every sneaker had that tongue, the lace-up sneakers done. It has that tongue. And you put that sneaker on, and you know what? If that tongue is bent, you cannot get that sneaker on comfortably. But if you reach down and open up tongue, slide your foot in there, and then pull that tongue down and lace it up. So that's the way it is when you have Jesus on the inside. When troubles come and storms begin to rise, you hold on and learn to stretch out. You pull that tongue up and tell the Lord, thank you. Oh, I'm almost finished for tonight. This evening I am doing something I haven't done before. I'm broadcasting from my deck. I thank God that it's a very lovely evening out here. The sun is not gone down yet, but it's shifting from one side of the house to the next. And I'm sitting out and just enjoying Jesus on this day, the 27th day of May. Now, as soon as I said I was enjoying Jesus, well, here come a bumblebee. Now, it's time for Mr. Bumblebee or Miss Bumblebee, whichever one it is, to go to sleep. Now, it's time for them to leave me alone out here in the mighty name of Jesus. Dr. Scott, I think I gave you a request. Yolanda Adams, he kept me in the midst of it all. I'd like to dedicate that to the listeners. I just want to let you know before he starts playing the song in a moment, I just want to let you know that you can make it. The trials that you're going through, you can make it. You don't have to sit beside the road and put your head down as if you have no hope. You have a greater one, again, on the inside of you who will give you the strength that you need. Sometimes we have to wait on God, but don't give up on God, because God is bragging on you. God is recommending your faithfulness to the devil, saying, the devil is saying, I bet you she won't make it. And God is saying, I know she will, but I've got to let her go through this, or I've got to let him go through this, so that they know that they are able to make it. Oh, I just love Jesus. Woo, I'm so happy in Christ today. Dr. Scott, anytime you're ready, I am. Thank you, sweet Jesus. He kept me in the midst of it all. Oh, bless his name.
Oh, Lord, my God.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Ah, he kept me in the midst of it all.
Have made. I see the sound. I hear the rolling thunder. I power throughout the universe you
to the Word of God this evening. Not going to be with you long. Dr. Scott, if there's any way that you can find John P. Key, Jesus is Real, I'd like to hear that, please. Come out of 1 Corinthians. Let me know when you have it. Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah. Experiencing technical difficulties out here right now or not. Can I get a little feedback? Can I hear the church say amen?
Amen.
Okay, it seemed as if my mic had been shut off. But anyhow, let's go to the Word of God. This hour is growing near. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, starting at verse number
14 of 1 Corinthians. And you all can write these down and read them later in your leisure time. I want to read this, 1 Corinthians 1 and 14. I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gainas, lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name. Yes, I also baptized the household. Besides, I did not know whether I baptized anyone, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. We want you to know tonight that Paul is talking and he's letting them know that he didn't come to baptize. I guess people figure a lot of times, it happens with me a lot, because they know that I'm a preacher, or now that I'm a pastor, when they knew that I was an evangelist, because I was in the presence of people, they would say, oh, Evangelist Patty is here, let her pray for the people, or Pastor Pat is here, call her to pray. And I'm guilty of that myself, but I'm also noted that there are some things that God has gifted individuals to be able to do. Singing is my thing. And I would often say to people, if you want somebody to pray, I had a friend here in Delaware. I said, call Janice. That's the one to pray. If you want somebody to pray, call Renee. She's the one that's gifted to pray. If you want somebody, if you're in New York, in Southampton, New York, call my Aunt Bert. Let her pray for you. But if you want somebody to sing your song, call me. I know how to operate in the gift that God gave me. My gift for years was to sing under the anointing of God, even though I wasn't living according to the standard of God. I smoked my cigarette. I didn't drink a lot of alcohol. I drank a lot of Pepsi, a strong drink. But I just wasn't living according to God's will. Let's put it gently and mildly. But still, my gift operated, because God does not take your gift from you if you use it. Can you go to hell with your gift? Yes, you can. There's a whole lot of folk that have gone on, have left this world, that wasn't doing the will of God the way God said do it. He said a man must be born again. A man must lay aside, and female as well, lay aside every sin and the weight that so easily beset them, running the race. But they were able to operate in the gift in the church that God gave them. And yes, others were blessed. Even others got saved. But I myself, had God had called me at that moment, I might have gotten finished singing, Jesus, keep me near the cross, for there is a precious fountain free to all the healings that flows from Calvary Mountain. Yes. And you may have gotten a healing while I sang that song. You may have poured out your heart to God and said, Lord, here am I. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender my life to you, God. I'm going to lay aside the sin and the weight that so easily beset me, that will be from making the mark, from missing the mark. And so Paul is telling them here, well, listen here. I didn't come to baptize you. Oh, bless his name. And that's what I would say to some of the people. They said, come on, sister, and pray. No, call me to sing. Call those who God have gifted to pray. Let them pray. Let them shake heaven and earth. But now I can pray, but I prefer for someone else to work their gift in their field that God have equipped them. But Paul is talking here to them, letting them know that I wasn't sent to charge you. That's what it has here. I almost have lost my space. I thank God I baptized none. You can accept. I thank God, he said, that I baptized none of you except those whom God had sent him to baptize. Those were the ones that he had to baptize, and he couldn't just baptize because he was Paul. He was on a mission. He had to carry out the will of God. And it wasn't God's will for him to baptize Mary, Joseph, and what's the other fellow's name? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. That wasn't his task. But his task was to baptize those who God sent him to. And that's what we have to learn as children of God. We've got to do what God has instructed us to do in order to get the blessing from God, or the approval, let me put it that way. In order to get the approval from God, if God sent you to pick berries, then please don't pick corn. Or the corn might be ripe and it's ready to be picked, but God didn't tell you to pick the corn. He told you to get the berries. And once you went over and start picking, even though you got berries in your basket, and you start messing with that corn, you were just out in the wheel. You broke the law of God. Because that's not what he told you to do. We have to learn to do what God is telling us to do. And we can't worry about what somebody thinks. As long as you're pleasing God, that's all that matters. He wants you to know tonight that he thanked God that he only baptized who God had told him to baptize. Yes, I also baptized the household. I do not know whether I baptize any other. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. So why do you think your pastor had to baptize you? If God has ordained someone specifically to walk in that capacity, then what's wrong with them fulfilling what God has sent them to do? See, we've got to stop putting pressure on people because it looked like this is how it should go. In my church, where I come from, and my sister's a witness, we didn't baptize but once a year. We baptized once a year, and I believe it was in the month of July when we went to the Holy Convocation there in Harlem, New York. Bishop O.M. Kelly was our bishop, and they had on that Monday night, oh, what a beautiful sight. And look at 500 people going down the aisles and singing, "Take Me to the Water to Be Baptized." And the women, they had on a bathing suit. And they had on everything. They were fully dressed under those sheets. You better know it. And they had on a white uniform. And they had two slips on. Because they say when that stuff get wet, you can see through it. So Mother Seymour, Eunice Seymour, made sure that the women had on bathing suits, slips, skirts, everything that they could put on clothes-wise. And then they wrapped them in the sheets because you had to be baptized in white. They chose white because it being pure. But your pastor, and I hope I don't get anybody in trouble, your pastor doesn't have to be the one to baptize you. When we were children, we baptized. We would go down to Cold Spring, and we were always playing church. So what we did was we picked one another and said, now don't you let me fall, because I'll drown. And we would hold your nose, and it'd be two people holding you, and then the preacher, I guess I was the preacher, and grab your nose and take your head back, and then the two people holding you would bring you forward. And then, of course, you know, they were jumping up and down in the water and acting like they had gotten filled with the Holy Ghost. I wonder if any of the children, I know I did, I got the Holy Ghost later years, but I wonder, has some of those children, dead, some of them are dead and gone, but I hope some of them really did later on to go ahead on and be baptized, not just in the water, but baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me just go down just a little bit more because I'm excited about this. Not with wisdom, but to preach, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. I just want you to know tonight that whatever God has called you to do, whatever your hands find to do, do that so that the Lord's blessings will be upon you. We all have something that we can do in the kingdom of God. If God has called you to preach, then preach. If God has called you to pray, then pray. God has called you to sing, then sing. Bishop Frank White, he can sing, he can preach, he can pray, and he can play the musician. He's the organist. He's got all of those talents. I can talk and I can sing. I can't play. Only one song I learned to play was Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross, and I guarantee you, don't give me the keyboard now because you won't want to hear it because I don't even remember how I chorded it to play it. But to God be the glory. I want to encourage you. Jesus is real. Things are going to be different out here now. We will probably never go back to the normal. That's why we should not take things for granted. Hug your child today. Hug your grandchild today. If you have a spouse, hug your spouse. There's coming a time, and it's already here, that you might want to give them a hug or receive a hug from them. And you can't do it. You know, they had this thing in church that I never did like. Get up and go and hug three people. I didn't like that because I didn't feel like going to hug three people. They should have said it like this. Get up and go and hug three people if you feel like you want to do that. But now if you go back in the church, you're not able to get up and go hug three people. But you are able to tell God thank you for life, health, and strength. But I say again to you, be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Ask God, God, what have you sent me to do? Did you send me like Paul to preach the gospel? Or did you send me like John? John baptized people. John baptized Jesus. I don't recall John doing too much else. He preached. Oh, yes, he did. John preached, and his sermon was everywhere he went, repent, repent. And John baptized Jesus. Oh, my God, what a gift, what a task that you would have back in that time to be able to baptize Jesus Christ. And what a privilege it is now to be able to baptize a child of God, a true-born believer and a worshiper. Oh, whatever your hands find to do, but make sure that it's in the will of God, that you're able to carry out what God has sent you here to do. I thank God tonight for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for the blood. And I'd also, while I'm in my closing, is to say to the bereaved family in South Carolina, we had Sister Jeffries was on last week, and she lost two family members. She lost a cousin. I don't know why we say lost, because Jesus knows where they are, but they're lost maybe to us. But she lost her cousin, and she also lost her great nephew. And my prayers and condolences are with Sister Jeffries and that entire family that's connected to Sister Jeffries. I know Sister Smalls is her sister. That was her grandson. And her cousin, Brother Roosevelt, I don't know his last name, but however, that's her cousin. It doesn't matter about the last name, that I offer my condolence and that my prayers are with you, that God will strengthen you and the entire family. And to any of you that's listening to the sound of my voice, if you lost a loved one, just know that Jesus knows where they are, so they will be found when the time comes. Oh, bless his name. I am going to stop right here. I am going to bless God for his goodness and all that he has done for me. I thank you all, a special thank you to my sister, Sister Grant, for being on the call, for making it happen on Wednesday night. And God is just, I just feel good down in my soul. It means something when you can feel good and you're not aching and pain and you're not feeling in a bad way, but you just feel like lifting up your head towards the sky and just look up there and just tell God, because we serve a great, big, wonderful God. We serve a great, big, beautiful God. And as I'm looking up towards the sky, and I know that God is real, and I know that he's up there, and I know he's keeping me, and he's kept me in the midst of my storms, and he has kept you in the midst of the storm. I want you to be encouraged. You're going to make it. I cannot emphasize this enough. You are going to make it. Look up in your ceiling if you're in your house and just look up and give God a wave offering for making it. God said he's got your time in his hand. He will not allow you to go down. He's going to keep you going, but trust him even the more. And another thing I hear God say, complaining. Stop complaining. You don't know what's next, but I do. This is where you have to trust me. It's like a child when you're teaching your child how to walk, and the only way that the child will ever learn to walk, he's got to trust that when you turn him or her loose, that even though they might flop down on the bottom, but you encourage them to get back up. And they try it again, and when you look, the child is walking on his own. You have to trust God tonight to be able to walk. Yes, you might be an adult, and you're afraid of falling down, but you got to trust God and walk tonight. You got to walk in the Spirit. You got to walk in his presence. God said, I got you. Everything is already all right. I'm glad that God didn't send me to baptize. That's what Paul said. I'm glad he didn't send me to baptize. But he sent me to preach the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, in it you have your being. In God you live, you move, and you have your being in the Word of God. Oh, my God, today, draw closer to God, turn away from your wicked ways and draw nigh to God, and he will see you through. In the name of the Father, oh, I see it. Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hey, God, thank you. Woo, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Yes, God, in the name of the Father and of the Son. Ooh, yes, God, and of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to continue to read that First Corinthians, the first chapter, and I'm going to start from 1 until I finish, because I want to dig into Paul talking about he did not send me to baptize, but he sent me to preach. Ooh, my God. We've got to know what God has sent us to do. That's why we've got so much trouble in our churches, because we don't really practice what God sent us to do. We got our hand into everything that we shouldn't have our hand in, and so stuff get all messed up, and then it's just a big mess. But know what God has sent you to do. I admire people that usher in a church. They know that's what they're to do. That you hardly ever you see someone on the usher board and go up there and sing with the choir, then come back and get on the door. They know that they are usher and that they are ushering and they're not singing. So just know, Paul said, the Lord didn't send him to baptize. He sent him to preach. Now, let me say this to you, and I'm really closing out, Dr. Scott. The Lord sent you to make it. He didn't send you to fail. Amen.
See you.